This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is where you go to when you want to learn the latest when it comes to anything out of the ordinary, from shadow people to Hat Man, Jesus encounters to the devil, I am telling you, I don't care if Bigfoot is chucking rocks at your car. We're going to talk about it here on this program. In fact, I welcome you, the listener, to go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. They both go to the same place. And tell me your stories. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what you've experienced. Tell me the rumors in the family of something that's been experienced. Or if there's something you want me to talk about that you personally researched or want to learn more about. So tell me all the details. I am all about it, and I will go through it and on it here on this program. And just give some level-headed advice and insight and do my best. That's all we can do in this life, right? It is all about pulling the pieces together because I'm still learning, you're still learning. Nobody has all the answers, and I have learned to accept that. And I want to remind you guys to also check out my YouTube channel, which is Heidi Hollis. And all of my social media is at one, Heidi Hollis. So follow me there. And if you've got something that you just want to reach out to me and talk to me about, I do my best to respond to the messages. So feel free. And guess what today is, guys? It is all about your emails, my favorite. We're going to go through them because I've been getting quite a few piling up. And you guys are experiencing some wild things out there, dark things and positive things. And I always like to be just as surprised as you are when I open up these emails. Unless somebody puts, help, I need help now, I don't read these before I come on the air. So I'm just winging it. And going through the motions in emotions as I go through this, hoping hoping these are complete sentences. Sometimes they are just giant run-on sentences and it's really hard to piece it together. But, you know, I like to feel my way through this. So it is the Outlandish Corner, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yep, we're gonna do that right now. All right, so this first one, this says, Dear Heidi, that's me. I have a lot of stories, but I will tell you about the Hat Man first. Oh, this is a big email. Oh, awesome. At least I think this was a Hat Man based on the descriptions out there. Around 1980, I had trouble with this huge black dog. I was driving a 1966 old Mustang and often drove this one road after midnight by myself. On my way home, this huge black dog would run out onto the road, and every time, my lights would go off. Doesn't sound like a regular dog to me. Mm-mm. This would happen for maybe 100 yards, and luckily, the road was straight, and I had some experience with night driving with no lights. So I was not scared I was going to wreck or anything like that. So after about 100 yards, my lights would come on, and every time, this huge black dog would run right in front of my car. That's crazy. I've not heard of this before. This is really wild. This happened so often that I actually drove to that area in the daylight to see if there were bumps in the road. One that shook my car and caused the footlight switch to short out. And then another bump that would cause my light switch to come back on again. That's funny. Even though my lights had never, ever gone off anywhere else or any place. I was just looking for an answer as to why my lights went out only there. To my surprise, my lights were going off at an old graveyard. Oh. Still at that point, I was not questioning the big black dog, even though I was driving 60 plus miles per hour, and that dog could pass me in the dark and appear as running in front of my car just as the lights would come back on. Okay, I got chills, guys. Oh, it's in my elbows, these chills. Okay, so get this. I was driving to a UFO conference with some friends, and I think I shared this here on this program, but this is so appropriate because this magical dog that's going in front of this car at 60 miles per hour, I was driving a car full of my friends, and the freeway over there, or highway, was an, like, 80 mile per hour zone, and a naked dog, like almost looked like it had mange, crawled in front of the car and stayed at this distance, like, and enough for me to say, hey, I'm waking up my friends. Hey guys, what am I looking at? What is this naked dog? And the legs moved so quick. They were like blurred, but it wasn't moving that fast. Oh, I get chills thinking about it. So I'm reading this here about this big black dog with this guy and how it could jump in front of their car at 60 miles per hour. I mean, it just absolutely brings it back to me. This is really crazy. Wow. Okay. So I feel you. I feel you where you're going with this. So 60 miles per hour and the dog could pass you in the dark and appear as running in front of your car just as the lights would come back on. Yeah, it ain't no typical dog. So after seeing this was a graveyard, that scared me a bit. Ooh, I bet it did. I drove by this graveyard while taking my girlfriend home, and never, ever did we see this dog. It was always after I dropped her off, and I was alone. Of course, it was timing it. I joked with her and said, "You must have some relative buried there that does not like me." So the dog was starting to scare me. So I started driving 100 miles an hour past that graveyard, and it made no difference. My lights would go off and came out the dog, and out came the dog. And when the lights came back on at 100 or so yards, that dog would run in front of my car and cross the road. Then, on a rainy night, on my way home, 100 plus miles per hour. This is so dangerous, guys. Do not do this, trying to outrun a demon dog or whatever it is. Here comes the dog. Lights off. Lights on. Dog runs in front of me to the other side of the road. Only this time, oh man, I got chills. I got chills all over. A tall man with a big hat and full-length trench coat was walking on the left side of the road with his big black dog by his side. Whew, deep breath, everybody, deep breath. This is crazy right here. This is absolutely crazy. Yeah, I figured this might have been a hellhound of Hat Man, but there it is. Okay. As I got side by side with this huge man, you know, Hat Man could be 14, 20 feet tall. It doesn't matter to me. I've had all the emails sent to me about this. His head turned and looked right at me. His face was just a mist. Oh, ugh, yuck. This man was wearing 100% brown leathers. He looked like the Marlboro cigarette man of that time period. Oh, do you guys know what that looks like? I mean, he's just a cowboy, pretty much. He had a full leather Range Rider and his huge leather hat dripping with rain. He was dressed in brown leathers and his dog 100% black. The dog looked 100% real, even though he could pass me at 100 miles per hour. I wonder what kind of dog it was. I usually hear like a Rottweiler type of thing, but all black is what I hear from people. Oh, okay, chills. The faceless man scared me enough that I never traveled that road again by myself after midnight. I was wondering what's taking you so long to never go back there. I sure would have stopped. I would have taken the second time for my lights to turn off. And I'm like, my car could stop here and I will just like pass out from sheer terror. I'm thinking anyways. Okay, so all right, here we go. Where'd it go? I would take another road home that I had to travel 5 miles out of my way. Oh, I get it. That is a good distance. I have never seen that dog or his master ever again. Ugh. The TV show I saw you on showing the Hat Man is the first time I have ever heard that term used in the description of a hat and a coat. Yeah, that show that you're speaking of, I didn't know they were going to speak about Hat Man. I didn't get to speak about it. I thought another episode would be done, so I didn't know. So continuing, a coat and no face sight sounded like that must have been what was protecting that cemetery. Protecting? I don't know about that. I came to the conclusion that this black dog creature might be the reason so many young people wreck and die on backcountry roads. They see a big dog run out, their lights turn off, and they wreck and die. And then their friends put these crosses along the roads where they died, and because they died, no one ever knows about the dog. That's just my theory. Interesting. Just recently, a local boy wrecked his vehicle and survived and told the judge this big black bear ran in front of him and he swerved and wrecked. The only problem is bears do not live in our area. No one ever sees bears here. I have never ever seen a bear or know anyone in my lifetime that has seen a bear here. Not impossible, but being black and running in front of his vehicle, sounded more like the big black dog that tried his best to make me wreck 40 plus years ago. If you think this was Hat Man or like this story, I have one more cemetery event, lots and lots of alien stories from 1975 to 1980, and a few other paranormal encounters, and the last, a UFO. I seen was 25 years ago when I was caught. I caught a Tic Tac UFO. Oh, okay. And taken off from the ground and almost colliding with the military chemtrail. If you want to hear more, let me know. Joe. Well, all right, you guys. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. That last email, wow, what a doozy. Hellhounds, everybody. Hellhounds. That was written by somebody named Joe. I want to thank you for writing. That is quite a tale. I've had several people write me over the years in regards to these hellhounds that will heel at the side of Hat Man or Man in a Hat. Now, one thing that I find intriguing about your story, on top of it being with a big black dog, is seeing Hat Man in brown leathers, because that is another form that he likes to change his duds up a little bit sometimes. Sometimes he's pinstripe, sometimes it's top hat, sometimes no hat. But that black dog, at least it was just one. Sometimes it's more than one. Imagine that, chasing people, not just a car. Imagine having that thing coming at you. Now, you said the dog seemed 100% real. Sometimes their eyes are known to glow, which is really disturbing. Thank God it looked more like a normal dog. Here I said, thank God. That thing has nothing to do with God. But, so that's highly disturbing. And, you know, what a cool and interesting observation you made about somebody having wrecked, saying a big black bear came in front of their car. I think you're right to assume it could have been that thing indeed. Wow, that's crazy. That's a really crazy story. I really appreciate you sharing that, because I know there has to be other people out there who've experienced the hellhounds of Hat Man. Believe it or not, guys, and this is rare, but he rides a black horse too. Yep, Ichabod Crane, anybody? Sleepy Hollow? come to mind, you know, the Headless Horseman type of thing? Yeah, him doing that on a horse. It's really, really just disturbing. You know, you mentioned that you have other stories that you'd like to share. I am telling you guys, I am open to all of it. from the alien to the spooky to the Jesus encounters, all of it. I've written books on all of this stuff. So I'm absolutely open to it. So check it out. Go to HeidiHollis.com and click on the books tab. And you'll see my Jesus is No Joke book that's did, my gosh, 8 months at number one on near-death experience books. And yeah, I mean, just so many different things. And, you know, if you go to my main website as well, you'll see that I'm a cartoonist on the paranormal. So check out the Outlanders there. And, you know, I've got so much stuff on the website. You got to check it out. A lot of people, they'll, you know, they'll be like, well, I got this too. But, you know, almost like, I don't know if you're interested. I'm interested in all of it, you know? So I have very few limits on things. And it's like, you know, I just find all of it is connected. I've always spoke to that. And, you know, I still, oh my gosh, I still get a lot of people who write me saying, did you know that shadow people and Hat Man are connected to aliens? I'm like, you don't say. I've been talking about that from the beginning. It's not new news, you know, because somebody else finally, you know, ripped off the other part of the story connected to Shadow People Hat Man, you know, and just decided to reveal that now. This is absolutely from the beginning, everything that I've discussed from the start of these phenomena, because it's all connected. And so are, you know, the more positive and beings out there, like the ones that I had contact with, positive alien beings who warned of these dark, shadowy presences. And lo and behold, what's happening now? Huh, the churches are stepping up to start talking about that connection. Because even biblically speaking, of course, there's been a lot of books on there being potential craft in the Bible, meaning UFOs. And now it's being spoken of on how some of these encounters with angels or cherubs were alien, you know? And the being that I saw, that I dealt with the most, you'll see him on my website. His name was Calf, and he looked like a small child almost. So, yeah, I could see that. I could see that. So, would you say cherub? I don't know, but he indicated to myself and my college roommate that they were called angels of the past. So, yeah, these are things that these interdimensional beings, it's becoming a top conversation piece these days. And it is absolutely necessary to bring those conversations forward. All right, so continuing. Thank you, Joe, for writing that story. And really fascinating, and I really hope that it helps other people. All right, moving on. This next email, it says, when I was 9 years old, I lived in a small house with a long hallway. I would always be scared to walk down the hallway by myself because I felt like something was watching me. It was an uneasy feeling. I would have to ask my mom or dad to walk with me. At first, it was just uneasy. But soon after, I would see a shadow-like figure. Ugh. He was as tall as the ceiling. Oh, guys, this is absolutely Hat Man. Feels like it to me so far. And he had long arms and legs. His fingers were very long, and he just stood there. Ugh, yuck. When my parents and I and my twin sister moved in a bigger house, my sister and I finally had our own rooms. And in this house, which I still live in, we had an even longer hallway. Not too after we moved, I think they meant long after we moved in, I started seeing him again. Ugh, that's horrible. It was whenever I turned the corner to go into my room, I would see him down at the end of the hallway in the corner of my eyes. Sometimes I would be leaving my room and I would see a shadow-like girl sitting on my bed when I was leaving my room. I used to see him a lot, and they like absolutely put that in all caps. Unfortunately, that's sad. That was just a couple of years ago, and I haven't seen him since. Although, I realized that I saw him a lot when I was very depressed and was going through a lot of mental health problems. Mm-hmm. I figured that they were attached to people with bad thoughts, maybe? He only came when I was very depressed, and I have been very stable now, and I haven't seen him since. Thanks, Maya. All right, guys, if everybody's paying close attention here, you notice how people will, I mean, not on the prior email just now, but this one just now, a lot of times people will be like noticing the patterns, like especially those people that have witnessed Hat Man or Shadow People a lot, they see the pattern. Like, I'm feeling down. And that's when he showed up. Like, oh, I'm feeling sick. And that's when it showed up. Always patterns, okay? These are the patterns that I look to. And I'm always proud and excited when people notice these patterns as well, because then they're able to do what? Defend themselves, prepare themselves. And so this is, as horrific as this was, you noticed when you got out of your rut, he left your space. But notice, Maya moved to another house and he came right along with it. And why was that? Well, he wasn't attached to an item. He wasn't attached to a property. He was attached to the mood, the soul of this person that had some mental health challenges. Now, interesting enough, sometimes he can be the one to cause that, and other times he's attracted to it. And it seems that that was the case. He wasn't causing it. He was feeding off from it and instigating it. But my God, he was as tall as the ceiling, guys. You hear this? That's a big, tall, nasty man. And the long fingers, absolutely typical of him. Absolutely. I get these emails, and I'm sitting here, literally, I'm bearing down, guys, because I have chills all over. I still get chills from this stuff. But when I hear of him being as tall as the ceiling, oftentimes people will say his back touched the ceiling, like he's bent over. Ugh. I just get all these images in my head of every horror movie I've ever seen of a creature too big for the space. And I'm just cringing right now because absolutely nasty. I don't understand the shadow-like girl on your bed, but you're kind of young. So potentially that girl presence was to get you comfortable, lower your expectations of fear. And then maybe you wouldn't defend yourself, you know, you'd be more susceptible. And interesting that you talk about seeing this in the corner of your eyes, you know, because I talk about how people do see these things in the corners of their eyes because our peripheral vision is more sensitive to differences in light and dark and things moving there. Because, you know, like if you're watching a baseball game or something and a ball comes flying in the corner of your eye, you are quick to defend yourself. We have this quick reaction because we have this peripheral vision. The movement registers quickly, duck, okay? Or look out, there's something happening here. So it's kind of a natural defense. So this is why we're able to see a little bit more clearer when it comes to dark and light. Not details, but movement and those extra bits in the in-betweens in this world. But you guys, I want to remind you to write me through my website, HeidiHollis.com. And don't forget to go to YouTube.com/HeidiHollis. And see the latest. I'm going to be talking about some details I haven't been putting out there. And stuff that's coming to the forefront. That's more stuff. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with more Outlandish Corner.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today it is the Outlandish Corner, and I am going through your emails as fast as I can because, boy, they have piled up on me. And I want to make sure I get to as many as I possibly can do so you guys are not left hanging out there. So anyways, I've got this next email, and it says, "Hi, Heidi. I heard your interview on Coast to Coast AM. Gotta love George. I have been hounded by ghosts my whole life. I'm 42 now. I've experienced demons, hat man, weird entities, black dogs, etc." Oh, you guys, you hear this? Black blogs, not black dogs. My mistake. I had night terrors growing up as a child. My parents said I would wake up screaming, just completely out of it. I did that for years and years. The last 5 years, I've been having a few dreams of a demon and some other entities in my bedroom while I sleep. The recent demon dream experience, it was short, like 4 to 5 feet tall, stocky, had thick, curved horns. It was all black, but skin was cracked. The lines were red. This sounds like a horror movie. Well, in my dream, it poked its head into my bedroom, and I noticed it. Then it, like, teleported, like it was within grabbing distance from my legs, and it reached out to grab my legs. Ew, ew, ew. Okay, goosebumps. I woke up screaming bloody murder and trying to kick it. It scared the crap out of my wife and myself. I'm on a break as I'm writing this, but my wife had the hat man follow her for months from her work to our home. You guys hear this? This is why I say sometimes you have to bring the blessing with you. And, well, I shouldn't say sometimes, all the time for myself, because wherever I go, hat man still hates my guts. So you go to work or whatever it is. So when I tell people, I'll tell you real quick, when I tell people to bless their home, use a necklace of a cross, or what your belief is. I'm absolutely biased because I'm Christian, and I believe this is the best way. Jesus is recognized by these beings, okay? And so I keep the blessing with me because I'll wear that cross necklace that I used in the blessing of my home. So it's not to follow me. Like this poor lady was having going back and forth to her work. I mean, that's horrible. All right, continuing. I would see him in my home all the time, and wife and I would both see him. He would stand there and just watch us. Little quick background for myself. My mom and aunt could see and feel ghosts. Oh, so it's in your family. Okay, I got you. It was passed on to me, and I could feel them, see what they look like in my mind. They talk to me. I feel their emotions. I've experienced stuff moving, etc. And I passed it on to my son. He has the same abilities as myself. Now, my wife and I used brick, dust, salt, black salt, sage to cleanse our home. But the demon thing still bothers me at night to the point I cannot sleep in my own bedroom alone. I know why. I would be really interested in emailing back and forth if you would like to know more. I would like to know more about this demon thing that bothers me in my sleep. I don't really tell many people about it because not many people believe in that stuff. So thank you. And is there a name for this one? I do not see a name. So I'm going to tell you why that thing is still bothering you. Because I don't know those things to work. Not in the face of this thing. Okay. What was that? Brick dust? I don't know what that is. Sage, if you're Native American, yes, it does tend to work. Salt. I don't know these things. I know holy water. I know water. And I will send you that method on how to protect yourself and cleanse your living space so you don't have to share it with something like that. Because that's horrific. And for those of you who don't know, if you go to HeidiHollis.com, I have a book that shows you how to do this blessing. And it is the Hat Man book. It's a second Hat Man book. And I drew out, because I'm a cartoonist as well, I drew out how to do this blessing. And I think it's funny because it's a like a comic book-like thing. And in all my books, well, the Secret War book and the other Hat Man book, I say how to do this. And if you join my Facebook group called Shadow People and Hat Man Experiencer, I also have a document there of the blessing on how to clear your space of these creatures and where you're sleeping at night. So these things are not coming in your dreams and following you to work. That's horrific. Can't even go to work and get a break from this thing. Ugh. Trust me, it's followed me to work too. So, he was not happy because I was putting out the book specifically dedicated to him. I talked about these beings and the Secret War and then lots on radio and television and stuff regarding the Hat Man and stuff. And but he needed his own book, so I did it, and he was not happy. I aim to tick him off, but I'm not confrontational, and I'm not running either. Just standing my ground, trying to inform people. All right, so anywho, thank you so much. I will send you an email, and this is the second email already that said, if you want to learn more, reach out to me. Tell me everything, guys. Tell me everything. Because it does get to be a lot sometimes back and forth with emails. It is hard to keep up. It really is. But I do my best. I really do. And I don't have anybody hired to answer my emails or anything like that. I'm not cold like that in that regard where it's like, if I say I'm answering you, I'm answering you. I get it how some people have to have somebody answering their emails. I shouldn't say it's cold. I'm just saying, I'm actively there with you, okay? Sometimes people get super duper busy, and of course, you can't answer all the emails. Maybe one day I'll get to that point. All right, so continuing. Another email says, Dear Heidi, I have several encounters. One was when I went to my dentist. This is the first, I think. And I was awaiting the dentist and his assistant to return to my room. While waiting, the music that was playing changed from a nice sound to that of a funeral home. What? And when they returned, their eyes were big and round black pupils. Their lips seemed like wax and lipstick red. Now I'm screaming help. Oh my gosh, what is this? What is this? What is this, guys? I've got chills. What is this? I'm screaming help, yet they couldn't hear me. Then by some means, the assistant bumped me and I came back and I asked them what they heard me screaming. They said nothing. What? And it just says, Thomas, I'm confused. Okay. What? What is this? What is this? What is this? Huh. Okay, so what a cliffhanger and what a short email. So you were sitting there and they seemed to change? Huh. You know what? I have heard. Okay, I'm doing my best here. I have heard this happening in the presence of reptilian creatures, okay? Reptilian creatures where people are just hanging and, you know, their friend is talking to them that they're used to speaking to, and then they turn and look at them, and then it's a giant reptile with their friend's voice and everything, just talking casually like they always did, and it's not. It's a reptile. So then it's like, hold on, is that what they always were? What is this? And then there's also those instances where people go into these, like, alternate, like, realities where they see things differently. But you heard music. You saw them change. And then the accidental bump kind of brought you back. Like, what on earth? What kind of portal did you go into, Thomas? That's crazy. I'm going to write you back and say, do tell more. Because I am not following this completely. And I am totally, like, wowed, okay? You didn't call them reptiles. You didn't call them reptiles. So what were these things? Wow. Wax and waxy red lips. And you're screaming and they couldn't hear you? I don't understand. I'm just sorry. I'm just taking this in and I'm just reading this over and over. Like, what happened here? You know, there's also, Thomas, there's the people that have like walk through a forest and like, oh, there's a little town in the middle of the forest. Well, that wasn't here before. That's odd. And they continue. And then they come back through the forest and that town is not there. You know, structures are not there. There's even been people have walked into a store and bought something and it's like everything looked really old fashioned, you know, and they kind of leave and look back and that little store is not there. It's something else. These things happen. But this sounds really dark, demonic. Like, was the place... Ooh, wouldn't it be something if you found that the history of that place used to be a funeral home? That's a possibility, you know? But I don't understand the big, round, black pupils and their lips wax unless these were some kind of a entity of some sort that they are, like the reptilians that hide under the husk of a human. I don't know. This is really beyond me, guys. If anybody's heard of this one, please do write me because I got chills that are just confused even. They're going every which way. all right, you guys, I want to remind you to find me on social media at one Heidi Hollis. That is Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. And, you know, reach out, say hello. Tell me your stories too. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back with more of your emails.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. You guys don't forget to go to HeidiHollis.com and also TheOutlandersComic.com or follow my paranormal comic that is on Instagram at TheOutlandersComic and all the social media at one Heidi Hollis. All right, you guys, it is the Outlandish Corner. I'm going through your emails because I've got quite a load and it is amazing what is going on out there and sad, scary, and I'm really hoping one day we'll turn this all over to be more positive stuff happening out there, because there is another shoe to drop on the Shadow People Hat Man conversation that it's just been amazing what's been coming forward in regards to it. And I will be sharing more of that on my YouTube channel. So go to youtube.com/Heidi Hollis and tune in, because it's getting interesting. That's all I can tell you. You know, there's, oh man, after doing so much research from the beginning and talking about this for so long, I would have never, ever thought I'd have this chance to come forward with what's next. And but it's time. I always did say, starting with the Secret War book, that there would be other elements that would come forward when it came to these beings showing up more. And the times would change. Well, they are changing. And time to talk about that more. So, all right, you guys. I'm going to continue here with another email. Mm-hmm. Yep. This one says, hi, Heidi. Well, hey, what's going on? Many years ago, one night, I had a particular dream because it is the most vivid I have ever had. You know, I have to tell you guys, when it comes to what I call as waking dreams, or some people would even call those prophetic or visions or something, there's a big difference because it stays with you for a lifetime and you learn something. It's almost as if you were there living it, experiencing it, and it goes into like your category of a learning lesson. Okay. So this is what this person is referring to, I'm assuming. All right. So most vivid they ever had. It was as if I felt aware that I was dreaming. Oh, I love those types of dreams. In the dream, I was in the countryside. I proceeded near a railway. No train was passing, so I decided to cross the railway. But a voice tells me, "Don't do it." I had stopped, and at the same instant, I saw a train appear and speed past me, brushing up against me. Whew. I was very scared, and it woke me up. Waking up, I was in my bedroom, and I'd seen several black humanoid shadows all around my bed. I did not distinguish any other detail of them. They were still and staring at me. Ick, that's gross. Ugh. Seeing them scared me a lot. I wanted to move, but I was stuck. I don't know how, but in that situation, I have the memory of going from being placed face up to being face down. After that, I felt many single pressures on my back, pressing me down. I wanted to move, but I was always stuck. I couldn't breathe properly. My body felt prickly. This is interesting. I wanted to scream, but I couldn't. And after a few seconds, I was able to scream and move and thus turn on the light. But in my room, those shadows were gone. After all these years, I remember the things I just wrote to you. But I remember that after the incident, I told myself that I should also remember a detail about light in the future, but that instead, I have forgotten. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure, but it seems to me that in conjunction with that event, or almost, I had also seen flashes of light. I just knew it. Okay. You know what? Well, I'll continue reading. I'll tell you guys my thoughts about the differences on some of this and what they're talking about. Okay. All right, we're going to go. All right. After that experience, I never had another one. In telling you this, I don't want to say that I'm sure I've had a real experience with shadow men. I'm thinking you didn't, but we'll see. It may be that there is an alternative scientific explanation or that I dreamed much of what happened. After all these years, I am left with this doubt. After seeing something on this topic about a few months ago, I was surprised to see that I had the exact same experience as other people. Maybe you can't tell me what I actually experienced either, but it's still likely that you know more about what happened to me than I do. Thanks for reading. Fabio from Italy. P.S. I'm sorry. I'm not good at writing and doing English is even more difficult for me. I hope what I wrote can be understood well. Fabio. Are you kidding me? This is the clearest email in English that I've had, Fabio. I am not kidding you. This evening. This is the clearest. You wrote very well. I gotta tell you. Okay. So I'm reading what you're saying, right? And the first thing that comes to mind, not shadow people. Why? You describe them as being very humanoid. Okay. So you said several black humanoid shadows all around my bed. Okay. So shadow people were never people. They were never human. Okay. And Hat Man usually comes solo. Very rare have I heard people say, "I saw these Hat Man around me." I don't know what to make of those. Okay. All right. So continuing, you said humanoid. So they look pretty much like a person, I'm assuming. Another clue that this may not be shadow people, pretty sure it's not. You talked about having that feeling of being turned to be facing up, then down, almost as if you're being examined, right? Very much like aliens would do. Yeah, they can be absent of light as well and come off as being solid black and humanoid in shape, okay? Shadow people will have a looser feeling of being something kind of human-looking. It's not, though. It's not. They don't generally come as solid, perfectly formed humanoid, okay? They would be distorted. The one with that looked like a head directly connected to its shoulders kind of thing. Slanted red eyes, if they show their eyes. I mean, it's just shadow people. You don't usually see their legs either, okay? So, yeah, this does not sound like a shadow being to me. But being surrounded, too, it's like staring, examining you like that? No, that doesn't sound. Sounds like alien beings that might work with shadow beings, though. Uh-huh. More negative alien types. And yes, there are negative alien types out there. So this does strike me as that. And then you spoke of there being a light involved. Hello, alien. Very much so. So you're saying alternative scientific explanation. I think that you were confronted with something very alien. But I'm so glad to hear that you haven't had any other experiences. I mean, thank goodness they were bored, you know? So that's awesome. They found nothing of interest and left you alone, hopefully forever and ever. Because that is very disturbing to have happening in your life. And yeah, so I don't know what you saw on the shadow people and whatnot. That's the confusion that goes on out there. It's like that, you know, I introduced these things, right? I set the tone, I defined, I told what to look out for, what their categories are too, you know, and the reasons for it. And this is the problem when people go and take something and try to make it into something that is theirs. They misinterpret. They didn't contact me. They didn't say, hey, what did you mean? You know, how should this go? You know, I'm sure they read my books. I'm sure they've heard all my shows and they just thought, black and shadowy. Okay, yeah, shadow person. Uh-huh, that's what you had. No, they still call Hat Man a shadow being. He's not, you know. I early on corrected myself on that, but people took it and ran. And it's causing confusion out there. It really is. And it does matter. It does, because sometimes there's different things that need to be done in the face of some of these things. And you could see the difference here in this person talking about the shapes and what they did and, you know, what's happening with it all. So it's... I appreciate you sending that email, Fabio, because it really helped people to get a chance to dissect and see what I'm talking about when it comes to that. So, but yeah, I really, really, wow, we come to the bottom of another awesome show. Don't forget, you guys, if you have had positive experiences, negative experiences, to write me, okay? But I want to say something to this whole scenario. People are like, well, you know, aliens can't be bad because they could destroy us in a heartbeat. Well, why would you want to destroy your workers? Why would you want to destroy your food source? Why would you want to destroy them? You know, you're able to get so much off of them. There are bad aliens out there, guys. They are not all good. It's like saying everybody in the state of this or that are all good, you know? Everybody in the United States is good because they haven't killed everybody. No, there is bad out there. And you guys, don't forget to also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at one, Heidi Hollis, and check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Heidi Hollis. And don't forget to tell me your stories. Give me all the details that you possibly can at HeidiHollis.com. All right, you guys, you have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.